have it down to Interville.
Good morning. My name is Tammy, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the CanCare 2.0 implementation conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question at this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Becky Ross. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Tammy. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this call. Just a reminder that the calls will continue through March every Thursday at 9 o'clock. You can find the recordings and transcripts on the front page of the CanCare website, which you can reach by going to cancare.ks.gov. Also, I would like to remind everybody that open enrollment continues through April 3rd, and that each MCO has a customer service number that is listed on the CanCare website, along with links to each of the MCO's website. Today, we're going to start with our updates from the MCOs with United.
Hi, good morning. This is Carrie Kimes with United Healthcare. Nothing at all exciting to report. Operations and everything are going smoothly. We have no new issues that have been identified since we met and spoke last week. Just a reminder for providers, we have received and loaded our transition of care files. We still are occasionally getting what we will call a 1Z2Z item where a member was a mirror group and transitioned to United where we are not locating that transition off. And so if you run into that situation, please call into our provider services call center or one of your other United contacts so we can work out those specific one-offs. But other than that, things are going well, and that will be our update for today.
Thanks, Carrie. Next, we'll turn to Sunflower for their update.
Hi, this is Doug Kleiss for Sunflower. We don't have any, like Carrie indicated, pretty much same thing as Sunflower. We don't have any new issues to bring to the table today related to CanCare 2.0. I'd like to remind folks, off last week's call, we provided the telephone number and the email box for issues related to any type of HCBS authorization issues you're having, so feel free to use that to take care of those issues, but nothing new to report today. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. And finally, we'll turn to Aetna.
Hello, this is Keith Wisdom from Aetna. We continue to be on track with our network work, with our high priority on a continued smooth transition for providers and members. We do want to announce that we're extending two aspects of the transitional care practices until April 30th of 2019. So providers who are eligible to participate in Kansas Medicaid and not yet contracted with Aetna Better Health of Kansas will be paid as in-network at 100% of the Medicaid fee-for-service rate through April 30th. Also, providers who are not yet contracted or credentialed with Aetna Better Health of Kansas will continue through April to just follow the in-network prior authorization and notification policies. So the same policies participating providers follow. The requirement to prior auth all out-of-network services will not go into effect until May 1st. 2019. So hopefully that helps with any concerns that providers might have. But if you have concerns about where you stand in the process, we have our provider experience line and provider reps who want to help you through the issues. It does not change our priority on solving things now and continuing the smooth transition. So, thank you.
Excuse me. Thanks, Keith. And now we're ready for an update from First Data. Candace?
Good morning, everyone. This is Candace Cobb with First Data.
As all three MCOs have mentioned, most of the authorization issues are taken care of. If you have an issue that is one of those rare instances at this point, please don't hesitate to contact our help desk and be sure you explain to them it is a transition from Amerigroup or another one MCO to another. They will escalate that issue if you ask them to do that and they can't answer your question. If they can't find the authorization, they'll look for it, but they will escalate that, create a ticket, which will give you a reference number. That escalation will come to our tech team at Tier 2 and Tier 3, and they'll look and they'll contact me. So be sure you call them, 1-800-441-4667. Or email them at authenticare, all one word, .support@firstdata.com. That's authenticare.support@firstdata, all one word, .com. Now, I do have a request from all of you. If you are providers on the call today who provide HCBS services whose claims are mandated by KDADS to flow through Authenticare, and you are not currently receiving a flash communication directly from me or from our client services team, please email me at candace@firstdata.com. I want to assure that you get those flash communications because we will have training notices coming up, and then our technical support team sends flash communications from our First Data client services. So I want to make sure you're getting all the information you deserve. Thank you very much, Becky.
Thanks, Candace. Tammy, I think we're ready to take some questions now.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press the star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star one. And your first question, caller, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
My name is Margaret Fetter, and I am a lead scheduling specialist at the Family Conservancy in Kansas City, Kansas. And I, unfortunately, have been having a lot of frustration and unsuccessful customer service from Aetna Better Health of Kansas since January the 9th. I have been trying to secure a Swahili interpreter for a refugee child and her family who are needing outpatient behavioral health counseling. I have spoken with 7 different representatives from Aetna Better Health of Kansas since January the 9th, trying to secure an interpreter for 2 appointments. The appointments were initially going to be on January the 29th. At that time, I had not heard back from them, and we had to cancel the appointment that day because we didn't have an interpreter, and Aetna Better Health had not called back to confirm that they could find someone. And then the other issue again. Hello?
Go ahead.
Someone have. Oh. And then there was another appointment scheduled for yesterday, and again, we did not receive any confirmation. I've spoken to people in member services. I've spoken to Chris, who's a supervisor in member services. I've spoken to a care management associate in case management. And what was another frustration was that on Tuesday of this week, I spoke with a Teresa W., and she tried to reach all these other people who I had talked to before, and none of them were available. She tried to reach the interpreter agency at Corby in Texas, but had to leave a message. And she asked me to call her back if I had heard from them. And when I called her back, that phone number was a travel agency number. And I double-checked with her the number, and it was the same number. And I just feel that I'm so frustrated with this, but can you imagine how this family feels? They've only lived in the United States since September, and they had to leave their country because of the Civil War, were replaced in a refugee camp, and now they come to the United States and they're given this kind of service. It just doesn't add much faith in our country, let alone the frustration that they're experiencing trying to get services.
Margaret, this is Keith Wisdom. Can we get your phone number so we can, I have my leadership team with me. We'll reach out directly to you today and work through this issue for you.
Okay, my phone number is 913-742-4357. The one other thing I want to point out was that I had spoken to a Corby and they were trying to find an interpreter and were having a hard time. There was a few problems with communication with the family because their phone number had changed because the supervisor said, well, they need a case manager, but they already had a case manager through Catholic Charities. And I explained to them that how were we going to get an in-person interpreter when we were dealing with an interpreting service in Texas. And I had recommended that they should call Jewish Vocational Services here in Kansas City because we've had success in using their services and finding a Swahili interpreter before. And because we met so much frustration with this, my supervisor gave me the approval to contact Jewish Vocational Services on Tuesday after I didn't get a satisfactory response from Edna. And I was able to find a Swahili interpreter on such short notice, and they came yesterday. And unfortunately, we're going to absorb that cost unless you want to refund us.
I apologize for the service you've received and understand the frustration of the situation. And like I said, we'll be in direct contact with you today and find a resolution to this.
Well, I hope so because it's been very disappointing. And I guess I'm just wondering, why are you not using a local service when this agency in Texas has failed on us twice?
We will hold our vendors accountable and evaluate those based on your feedback. So thank you.
Okay.
Your next question. Caller, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hello? Yes, can you tell us your name and who you're with?
Hi, this is Ruth Cornwall with the Kansas Medical Society. Good morning. My question is for Aetna. A couple questions. Keith, can you give me an update, please, on the provider directory? I'm putting in my hometown zip code and putting in the hospital name, and it's not coming up. Can you tell me where you're at on getting credentialed providers loaded into the provider directory?
So my latest update, and it was a while ago, is that we were fully functional on our search function. So we'll speak to you offline and see exactly what you're experiencing, and we'll do some testing ourselves to see what may have changed. But it was fully functional, and we had those discussions with the state and checked it ourselves. So we'll follow up with you and do some of our own testing. Regarding credentialing, we are working through on our state commitments on credentialing timeframes. The majority of providers that are waiting to be credentialed are waiting because there's missing information that is needed in order to enter them into the CBO credentialing process. So we continue to reach out to providers to secure the missing information so they can go through what most people perceive as the credentialing process of using the verification organization.
Are those when physicians are getting loaded, are they getting mapped correctly? Because I'm concerned about rural health clinics and hospitals, providers go to multiple locations. Has there been any mapping pickups yet?
So regarding rural health clinics. There's been a couple of questions on these calls before, and our investigations show that they are loaded correctly. The instances we've investigated, as you know, rural health clinics have part of their services paid at an encounter rate and part of their services paid at a fee for service, so they have to be loaded under two NPIs. And in a few instances, we found errors where they were paid on the under the incorrect NPI for the service submitted. And so we are re-educating our claims team to avoid those challenges in the future. Regarding our loading, we continue to scrub the load and look for take feedback from providers and review it proactively ourselves to make sure it's loaded as accurately as we can. So that's we believe we've done a good job, but there's always opportunities for improvement that we continue to look for.
Okay, thank you. My last question, and I apologize. I appreciate Aetna's extending the continuity of care through April 30th as paying all providers as in-network. Did I understand that correctly?
All providers who are eligible to participate in Kansas Medicaid and who are not yet contracted will be paid at the 100% of Medicaid fee-for-service rate.
And could you speak
to we will be submitting today a formal announcement for KDHE approval, and KDHE has agreed to distribute that formally, and we will be posting it to our website after it goes through the process.
That's great. Thank you.
Your next question. Caller, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hello,
can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, this is Gail Herndon, and I do HCBS billings for three different agencies, and my question or statement is for Sunflower. I'm having, this has been going on since we changed the tier levels, and it seems like I'm always having to do corrections on tier changes not getting done appropriately with Sunflower. And this is throughout the three agencies that I work with, so I just like for them to revisit their systems and take a look at this and see if we can't get this a little bit cleaner in the future. Thank you.
Stephanie, this is Doug Kleiss. Are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you. Gail, this is Stephanie, and I would be happy to give you a call. I'd like to get a couple of examples from you if I could,
okay,
so we can better problem solve. Could I get your number?
Sure, 785-819-3456.
Okay, great. I will give you a call. Thank you very much.
Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And your next question, caller, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
My name is Denise McFerrin, and this is for Aetna. We are a rural health clinic, and we have just recently been getting our encounter rate, but we are also getting our encounter rate on everything, from hospital charges to lab, x-ray. What do we need to do to fix that?
Denise, if you give us your phone number, we'll reach out directly to you. Specific claims examples of where that's happened will be the best source for us to investigate and resolve.
Okay, perfect. My phone number is 785-242-5061. I'm sorry. It's 242-1620. And my extension is 337. The other question I have, go ahead.
Is that 242-1620, extension 337? Okay.
Yes, that is correct. The other question I have, again for Aetna, when we are billing for a CBC, a TSH, and there's one other code in there with that, you guys are bundling it to the general health panel. The other MCOs have us break that out, and then you guys are bundling it, and we're not getting paid prior to getting paid our rural health rates. We weren't getting paid for the individual test, and we're not getting paid for the general health panel either. So how are we to bill that? I mean, we've just been billing it like we do the other MCOs, and this is for Aetna as well.
Again, when we talk to you, we'll take specific examples on that and be able to provide you guidance and resolution.
Okay, great. All right, thank you.
Your next question, caller, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Yes,
caller, your line is open.
Yes, my name is Natalie Nelson. I'm calling from Independent Living Resource Center. My question is for TADADS. In regards to ECS sleep cycles, I know the minimum amount that per night is 6 hours, but what is it for overnight respite? What is the minimum hours per night? We had a consumer that is only authorized for about 32 hours a month, and so we tried to bill it at 6 hours per night, and it didn't show a unit. So we put in 8 hours, and then it showed a unit. So we looked through all the manuals and couldn't find where it showed what the minimum for overnight respite is.
Hi, Natalie. This is Amy Penrod. Let me look that up. I apologize. My staff are experts in this. I, in particular, am not, but I will get that for you. Can I get your phone number?
Yes, it's 316-942-6300, extension 212.
Okay. I will have somebody give you a call here very shortly.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And there are no further audio questions.
Okay, operator, let's just give it a few more seconds and see if anybody thinks of any further questions.
Certainly. To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. You do have another question. Caller, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hi, this is Lori Walter from OCCK. And I was wondering, on these answers for, like, the minimum hours of overnight respite, can you publish those with the minutes? Because we all need to know that. Thank you.
Lori, I don't know that it'll be part of the transcript because that's done by the folks managing this call. But I'm sure that Amy and her staff will have a way to share that information with everybody.
Thank you very
much. Are you on our listserv, Lori?
Yes.
Okay. I tell you what we can do is we'll get the answer. I'll give Natalie a call, and then we will send out the answer as kind of an FYI on our listserv.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And there are no further audio questions.
Okay, thanks, Tammy. Thank you all for joining us this morning, and please remember that we'll be back here again next Thursday at 9 o'clock.
great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.